Blog Talk Radio.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup, or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne, and at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns when the man comes around.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Patriot Family Chat. It's a beautiful afternoon here in sunny Oceanside, and this is Linda, and we are brought to you from PatriotFamilies.com. I have Bill from Indiana on the line, and we're ready to rock and roll. Hello, sir.
How are you doing, Linda?
Hanging in there. My God, I can't. I mean, you know, it's like we just keep thinking, well, maybe we'll get a break, you know, in a couple. Oh, no, they just keep ramping it up, don't they? Good God.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you should see. You ought to see what's on my desk I'm ready to read on this show today. Just go ahead and rant because.
I've been trying to get into Blog Talk. I can't even get into the chat room there.
Oh, dang. I know. We noticed. We couldn't figure out what was happening.
I've been trying. It's been supposed to be downloading into the chat room, downloading. And,
Yeah. he's calling it. Ron's calling you you're having a Barney Frank moment, still trying to get in. It's not funny, but yeah, he's just on a roll today. So,
well, I mean, look around today. Look at everything that they're doing behind our backs and under the tables and all this and that.
Oh,
another part of the health care bill they can't implement, so they're going to have to give out some kind of a deal on that. We're constantly in my area right now. We're watching a buildup here of foreign troops.
Oh my God! I know. I don't even know where
terror
to start.
Practice at Butlerville. So we got a lot of people over there at Butlerville today, and they're all playing terrorists or playing thwarting terrorists. Not that they've really done that great of jobs, if you ask me. You keep letting our enemy come across the southern border every day. You do nothing about it. You come out and you keep saying we need immigration reform. When the
oh,
truth
my
is,
God.
There's no reform needed. There's enforcement needed. Something
right.
that
oh,
our
did
elected
you see,
ignoring.
Did you see the one you want me to? I've got a short clip on it. Not a clip to play, but something to read. You want me to go over there and read this? The sudden flood of asylum. Oh my God, it's unbelievable. Flood of asylum request at U.S.-Mexican border. What do they call it? What the heck was it? It was credit fear. That was the new terminology. It was all over Fox. I know Kennedy talked about it.
Oh,
it says at the Otay crossing near San Diego, which isn't real close to me, last Monday, about 200 people coming from Mexico gained entry into the United States, all using the same key phrase, claimed they had a credible fear of drug cartels. According to KSAZ Fox Phoenix, and this is also going along the whole border, you know, Texas, Arizona, all this stuff. So many were doing this that they had to close down the processing center and move the overflow by vans to another station. They're also, in some parts, they're opening up hotel rooms for these people. Can you stand it? This is, they are being told that if they come across
at
the border, they come up to the border, they say certain words they'll be allowed into the country. Said a person did not want to be identified on camera. We are being overwhelmed. That's the short part. There's more to it, but this is what's going on. Sign in for social services. Not only that. Oh yeah, they get their social security cards, their fake IDs. I'm sure there's a whole business on that deal. And then my mom handed.
It's like
go ahead.
the whole voter ID thing. While the Democrats keep screaming voter repression, somebody should be slapping one of them upside the face and kicking them down on the ground and saying, no, it's about voter fraud. And you can't with voter ID, you can't get by with as much voter fraud as you did that got Obama elected the last time.
Right. So here's the thing. Look, we have it here. We have some states, the other states, they have what's called True the Vote, and that's what you're talking about, the voter ID. They're trying to ensure election integrity. Well, we have a lady, Ruth Weiss. I've met with her in many times and seen her seminars and signed up for her stuff. And she was the one that got me to be a poll worker, kind of being interested in that. And hers is called the Election Integrity Project. And does great work here in San Diego. And we also have Ron on too. I got to tell you this stuff. Go ahead, Ron.
I was just saying, you know, that Bill's right. You guys are right, but I have to sit and laugh, and I'm sorry. I just I have to sit and laugh at this right now because what else can you do?
Yeah, we're out of time.
What else are you going to do?
Look, this is what – it is theater because even as much as I like Mark Levin and sometimes, you know, I did watch Hannity's show yesterday and I was looking at the Lois Lerner deal and also the Mark Levin deal because he thinks we can fix this with, the Article 5 of the Constitution. We're out of time.
It's not fixing. Look, if you want to fix it, honest to God, if you really want to fix it, what you need to do is stop paying attention to any of the damn politicians and put together a group of people around the world and go seize these friggin' bankers. You get bankers and the presidents and the vice presidents of these damn banks, and you put them under citizen's arrest.
I agree.
And you tell the government, hey, you know what? You don't like it? Go pound sand. We're done.
Yeah,
but all this focus on the politicians is a joke.
It is.
I agree with you on that, Ron. My take is, if they're not enforcing our laws, then they're aiding and abetting in the breaking of the laws. Why aren't we arresting them for that?
Bill, it's not even their – look, it's not our laws. It hasn't been our laws decades and decades.
Because they don't represent us anymore. They represent
the
banks.
They never have. They create this bullcrap. The minute we began to deviate from the law of nature and nature's God, as the founders put it, okay, the moment we began to deviate from that and tried to infer man's little workings in here, it was done. Done. Game set.
I know. Okay, just a couple things we can try to do locally, but I did put this on Facebook. I don't know if anybody picked up on it today. Hopefully they did. I think I sent out a couple blasts on it. I actually called the Missouri State Fair, and I got through. It's
awesome.
660-530-5600 because they caved in, you know, not having the guy with the Obama mask doing the rodeo clowns. So I explained to these people, I said, look, I said, we have 236 years of mocking presidents. I said, and we're not going to stop now. And I said, just because this one's a little bit thin-skinned, I don't care. I said, and the fact that he's evil, he deserves to be mocked. And I said, I don't understand why you're doing this. I think you should just continue. It's a time-honored tradition. And then I said, thank you, and I hung up. I didn't even let her respond. But
oh,
I did send
God. Did you see the Urkel pose on the golf course?
No.
Was that not Steve Urkel, Obama, with one leg, one knee up in the air? I thought, Steve Urkel. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
somebody's
got to
Photoshop that and put him in a pair of suspenders, rainbow suspenders.
Oh, God, he's such a schmendrick. So anyway, yeah, and so my mom brings in, she's going through the newspaper today, and she brings this giant thing in on, it says Crunch Time for the Common Core, and that's the local one here in California. What I woke up to today was 8/12/13, parents appalled with school gender bending bill signed by Jerry Brown. Have you guys hear about this? This is all over. I mean, even Beck had it on.
Oh,
today.
where the kids can just choose
yeah.
which bathroom.
Yeah, let me read this. It's
use.
Not.
Oh yeah.
It's not long.
Well,
I told my mom,
a quick way to get me to bounce your little boy or in gender whatever right out of
yeah.
the girl's bathroom when my granddaughter's in there. I'll bounce him out of there on his head.
Yeah, this is going to fail miserably because they snuck this through, and obviously the parents weren't paying attention because I don't know what the hell they're doing, but they're not. So I copied this thing this morning, and I sent it to my niece who has two children, two girls, one's 6 and one's 8 years old, and I didn't even put a header on it. I just sent the damn thing, and I showed this. I printed it out, showed it to my mother. My mother was appalled. She's sick to her stomach. She had to go read her fantasy books in the other room because she's sick. These are her great-grandchildren. Yeah, she can't take it. She hates this. So it says, oh, God, Jerry Brown targets every kid in public school with gender-bending brainwashing. Yeah, and this is just the tip of the iceberg because
You're
at the
right.
end of this it says, this is AB 1266. It will be the 10th sexual indoctrination law mandated upon all children in California K-12 government schools. It's disgusting. It says, the kids are erasing gender distinctions in public schools. The parents are appalled. AB 1266, Sacramento, California. The parents are appalled that Governor Jerry Brown has, what do they expect from a gay guy, has again attacked the sensibilities of parents and the innocence of children by signing this bill into law and erase natural gender distinctions of in government schools. So there's a website that's called SaveCalifornia.com. Statewide family issues organization promoting moral virtues for the common good. Well, anyway, it says Brown and the Democrats have targeted every kid in public school with gender bending brainwashing, said SaveCalifornia.com President Randy Thomason. Fortunately, parents can protect their children from the insanity of biological boys in girls' restrooms and girls' showers and biological girls and boys' restrooms, etc., showers by exiting the dysfunctional, immoral public schools for homeschooling and solid church schools. Watch, they'll overreach. They'll try to put it through on all of them. If you're sitting on the land of California, they'll make you do it anyway.
Look, with the children, I'm here to tell you, with the children, this is not even the nose under the tent of the camel. Because the next thing to come, once this is normalized, and it won't take long, I promise.
Oh, I know.
The very next thing is that the male faculty and you know, adults will
yep.
be able to interact with the, you know,
sure.
be in the girls' restroom and vice versa. It goes right
okay.
to the core of what was spoken about with this embracing the homosexual lifestyle
yep.
and the ideology of homosexual marriage. It's wrong, it's immoral, and the moment we say, oh, it's okay,
no
it's not. And
you
now
know,
you're going to have grown-ass men. I mean, you've already got grown men in the boys' restroom, so, you know,
yeah.
that's an inroad.
Yeah. So it's a Barney Frank moment. Okay.
It
now,
is, yeah. It's just trying to get in. The little Jerry Sandusky action going on there.
With the shoes,
pass the
oh
soap
Lord!
On the roof, would you please?
And what was the other, the Larry Sinclair deal? Okay. So anyway, this is the part that's making everybody crazy. I mean, if I was one of those female teachers and they tried to pull that stuff and letting the guys do that to the adult women, there would be a taser being activated all the time. I mean, this is people have got to stand up for their. This is nuts.
But you make a good point there, Linda. And isn't that the point of targeting the children? Because unlike adult women, the children are not going to push back.
No, because they're defenseless. They're little munchkins.
Right,
I know.
Back.
Go ahead and take that. I'm going to finish this real quick, and then, Bill, I want you to comment on all this craziness. Passed by the majority Democrats in the California legislature, this bill tramples parents' rights and invades the personal comfort zones of millions of California children for a handful of sexually confused children who need professional counseling. Not only is transsexuality unnatural and unhealthy, AB 26 also opens the door to fraud because there are porn-influenced boys who will try to see the girls partially or fully naked and declaring themselves female for a day. This law mandates this agenda and permits this abuse. Reading, a pupil shall be permitted to participate in sex-segregated school programs and activities, including athletic teams and competitions, and use facilities consistent with his or her gender identity, irrespective of the gender listed on the pupil's records or birth certificate. So this site, SaveCalifornia.com, has a special site, RescueYourChildren.com, helps parents rescue their children from this dysfunctional, immoral government schools. Like I said, the 10th sexual indoctrination law, and I only knew about AB 48 or SB 48, teaching in the classrooms this LGBT stuff. So that was that article. And I don't know. And I heard somebody talking today on one of the shows, and he called Roger Hedgecock from out of state, and he says I am so glad I don't live in that state, because I would be looking for a place to move in a U-Haul trailer to take my family, because it's just nuts. And well, Roger Hedgecock says, watch out, it's coming to a city near you. Doesn't matter.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing that pisses me off, Linda. Okay, see, I'm not like that guy. I'm not packing my family up and moving. Screw you. You're not doing this.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what
needs
to happen. None of this, stop capitulating and saying, oh, I'm going to move. No, no. Your ass is out of here. You queer, pervert, pedophile, SOB. Get your hands off my kid. And if you try it, I'm going to whoop somebody's ass.
No, you're absolutely right. Why are they not standing up against this? I don't understand these parents in California. I do not understand it.
No different to me. I'm sorry. That's no different than that video of those three kids beating the crap out of that kid on that bus.
Oh, man.
That would have happened to one of my children once.
Right.
One time. Okay? The first thing I would have done is I'd have got on the bus the very next day, and I'd have beat the dog snot out of that friggin' driver.
That driver
is a coward. Coward.
And he
what
looked
a piece
big
of
enough.
Crap.
Yeah, he looked big enough to take those kids and throw them across the
He's
room.
He's a grown-ass man.
Yep, and he could have.
And he walks out there and looks, oh, you're still breathing? Oh, I'll go back to my seat. He needs his ass kicked. He's a coward.
Oh, my God. I agree.
Those punk-ass kids, my ass would have been knocking on their daddy's door.
And when I got done
with daddy, I'll take care of them, too. I got no problem with that. Let me tell you, I mean, the town we lived in when my kids were little and we were in Illinois, there were a few buttheads like that. I got on the bus when the kids had gotten a bus monitor to ride the school bus when my kids were little.
Oh, my gosh.
And this guy was whacking kids in the head with a clipboard.
Oh, my gosh.
And he didn't touch my kids, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, my gosh.
And my kids were telling me about it. So I waited at the bus stop with my kids. And I got on the bus, and I said, you must be the bus monitor. And he says, yeah. And I said, I understand you're rather fond of striking the children upside the head with that damn clipboard you're carrying. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, you can bullshit somebody, but you're not bullshitting me. So let me lay down law to you how this is going to work. If one of you comes to me and tells me that you've whacked somebody upside the head with that clipboard, I'm going to feed it to you through your rectal cavity. And I'm going to do it in front of every one of these kids and the damn bus driver. And if you think I'm playing, you try me out on for size one time.
Oh, boy.
that if I hear you've laid a hand on one of these kids again, you're going to answer to me. You won't have to worry about losing your job because you'll be drinking through a straw the rest of your life.
What'd he say?
Well, he didn't say crap. He couldn't say poop if he had a mouthful of it. He stood there blinking his eyes looking at me.
Oh, good. Well, you stood up to him. He's a bully. Absolutely.
Well, I don't I'm sorry. I was bullied early on when I was a kid, and I don't tolerate that crap. I will call you on it.
So, Bill, what's going on in Indiana? Let us know.
Well,
please,
like I said, we
Bill, Ron's week, going crazy.
This week we've got terrorist practice going on.
Oh my God!
So
what? They got the politicians down there practicing at being terrorists. They're pretty good at it.
Well, that's the way I look at it.
They
come from all over the country, and they got some UN people down there, and all this and that over at Butlerville, and they're training on entering houses and taking people out, and this and that. But Ron,
oh my God!
At the same time, across the road, they just finished this huge incinerator. It will hold up.
We need to be down there telling them, you take your UN ass out of here. What are you people doing in my county, my state?
Oh my
you need
God.
To be down at the county sheriff's office. This is damn serious, folks.
This is sick.
You know, this is right up on the speech that Patrick Henry gave. Okay, what quarter of the globe requires this buildup of arms, sir? It's for us. If the people don't realize that,
no, wrong
oh my God.
Don't. Right across the street, they just finished a giant incinerator. It'll hold 2,500 bodies at one time. They just finished their water system. They plan on having this place up and operational by 2015. And it has thousands of those black plastic casket things all around it there.
Oh,
stacked
my God.
Up everywhere, too. And Ron, you got to know that it's triple-layered fencing.
What the hell's it supposed to be for? Does anybody know?
You know. You know.
Oh, well, I know, but I mean the official story.
We've never been able to get an official statement.
No, you're
on
not going
before.
To either. No, you won't. This is beyond tyranny. We live in tyranny right now, guys. We're on the precipice.
Yeah,
Bill.
They're wrong, and they don't know nothing.
Bill, is this thing isolated?
Yeah.
I need not say it over the airwaves, but you know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and I plan on trying to do that this weekend.
Do you have pictures?
We're going to try.
Okay.
I don't know how close we'll be able to get.
I'm not talking about pictures.
I know.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Oh, yeah, they've got them everywhere. In fact, when I saw the maps, because now that I know it's true, it's time to start. Can I say this
before you start? Glenn's already debunked all this, guys.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah? Well, somebody needs
Glenn
an email.
Glenn and mechanics.
Ron,
you know,
I got to tell you.
They don't exist.
At the time that Glenn was debunking, saying he was debunking it, I was at Crown Point, Indiana, where they have one of these facilities.
Oh, my God.
Glenn was on TV debunking it, and I was here throwing and cussing the TV, saying how much he didn't know his ass from a hole in the ground.
Wow.
Well, are you sure that he doesn't know his butt from a hole in the ground, or does he not?
Well, I like Glenn on most things, but Glenn on many things has proven me exactly right.
I know.
You have to be guarded, and you don't know who in the hell you can trust. And like I tell everybody, hell, half the time I don't trust myself.
It's pretty crazy right now. This was one of the headlines that I got today in California, and it says, you'll love this, crunch time for the Common Core, challenges ahead for schools adopting national standards. They're not even trying to hide it. And, Bill, you remember when I sent you stuff from Mary Baker? She's an anti-Agenda 21 warrior.
Yes.
She also does Exurbia Chronicles. She's amazing. She's at all the meetings. So it says, Mary Baker, former teacher and property rights activist, is the group's lead speaker trying to go against Common Core. It says, Common Core critics, the prospect of Common Core is alarming to some. Oh, these people are stupid. I hate these editorials. In San Diego County and elsewhere in the nation, a small Tea Party Party movement is taking on Common Core, arguing that it is an invasive effort to nationalize education, which it is, fool, intrude on student privacy, it does, and push political agenda, it does, on country's youngest citizens, it does. A local group called Citizens for Quality Education has taken its arguments to the Poway United Unified School District. That's where they're pushing all this stuff for the chips and the backpacks and everything. We've already gone to those meetings and exposed that. Carlsbad Church groups, Ramona community groups, and other organizations in San Diego County. So they've talked to all these people. Anyway, so so she says, although Mary Baker said some people may first write her off as a conspiracy theorist, she said she's able to hold their attention with her concerns that the schools are pushing a social and political agenda on students. For example, she said the growth of nonfiction reading assignments increasingly includes articles that promote globalization, environmental causes, and the redistribution of wealth. This is about losing local control, said Miss Baker, who wants more debate and parent outreach about Common Core. So that's what's going on. And I'm glad she's out there because she's a warrior. This woman is absolutely brilliant. She does it very calmly. She's learned how to do it without going off like I do. So I'm really glad that I'm really glad that she's out there. She's amazing. She's one of the group. There was about 10 or 15 of us when we first started this about 4 years ago, and it's called Americans Protecting Property Rights because we're going hard and heavy against Agenda 21. Well, the problem is that these people in these city councils, which to my chagrin and makes my head explode, they do not look at this in its totality. They take every dang thing on their agendas as separate issues, and they're not. They don't get it. And I will say very fanatically and adamantly in these meetings that it is the same thing. It is all the United Nations. It is all under the same umbrella. Please connect the dots. It's not that difficult, people. I mean, I have a high school education. If I can do it, surely can you. I get so frustrated. I just don't understand it. I don't understand people not taking the time. I just don't.
I had a guy sit here at my house today, and he's one of those people that's like, well, I'm going to scale the fence. And I said, well, I'm sorry to tell you, because when it all collapses and you've scaled that fence, I'll be one of the first ones to take you out. And he looked at me funny. I said, I can't trust you. I said, there is no fence trailing in this.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. This is the Alamo.
There won't be. And you have too many people who want to sit back and let things play out, and they say, oh, well, that can't happen, this can't happen, that can't happen, because they don't want to take the time to have to actually look something up or to read something. It's just too much time consuming for them to have to be involved in it.
Right.
Or they give you the old, well, I'm not involved in politics. Well, whether you're involved in it or not, it's going to crush you right in the face.
Yeah, look, like we said earlier,
I can't understand parents. Grandparents who have no more love for their children and grandchildren, that they will not, they refuse to stand up and fight for them.
I know. I don't know. I don't
They're
get
afraid.
It. Of what?
I don't
what
know. But
oh
the,
my God.
Bill, I'm telling you, you go back to that jackass, and his name escapes me, brain fart. My thing with names is just crazy. Edward Bernays.
Okay.
Okay, and Uncle Freud. It's a psychological thing. And they know
sure.
They know that.
Yep, yep.
Okay, the founders, and I forget who it was, it may have been Jefferson, that men are inclined to suffer tyranny as long as it is sufferable.
Right.
They know this. It's human nature.
Nature.
Doesn't
I know.
Matter which side of the aisle you're on, where you come down in your political ideology, you are more inclined to not rock the boat, to keep your mouth shut. Oh, you might bitch and complain about it, but you're not going to do something physically about it until things get to a certain point. The problem is there's such an apparatus in place that people are fearful.
I can see why. I mean, when he's talking about FEMA camps in his backyard, yeah, I get
well,
that. But
well,
all it does to me
they're
is
afraid
piss
that
me off.
Gonna, like
I
that
gotta
video
ask you,
I
Rob,
you.
Which one should you fear more?
yeah.
not doing nothing and letting them just take you and put you in an oven, or fighting, trying to stop them from doing it? What do you fear more?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't fear death, and I'm just, it's like that that cartoon that I read online last night, or on the show last night. Those that don't know history are doomed
right.
to repeat it. Those who do know history are destined to stand by helplessly while everyone else repeats it.
And drags us with them, the stupid Schmendrix.
And the thing is, it has to do with a herd mentality, a social acceptance, okay? And nobody wants to be seen as the goofball cuckoo crackpot, right? And so you don't want to be
there.
The one to stand up in the crowd and go, "Why, this is crap. They're trying to kill you. What the hell's
yeah.
wrong with you?" You know, that's what Patrick Henry did.
I know.
I mean, look at the founders, many of them in Virginia, in the Virginia legislature. They were suffering from the same malaise. They
right.
were all going, "Oh, well, maybe we can compromise, and gosh, we can send another letter to King George, and gosh," and Henry's like, "Are you freaking stupid? Look around. Who do you think all these damn troops are for?"
Yep, exactly.
What enemy is in this quarter of the globe that they need to amass all these troops, you dumbass? They're for us. Can you not see that? They're for us, dummy. Wake up.
When both parties have screwed you over and screwed you over
yep.
and keep running up the debt and stuff, yet you still choose to trust one of these people?
I don't trust any of them. And that's why I said, you know what? We need to throw the politicians in the trash heap and move on to the damn guys that are running the show, and that's the bankers, the ones that are supplying the money. I've been talking about this. It's the monetary system. Without it, they don't exist.
That's right. Absolutely.
They have nothing, and they. You look at them. They are absolute cowards, every damned one of them.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Cowards. All of them. There's only one thing that gives them power, and that's money.
Yep.
That's this monetary system, and they've enslaved you to it, and they control the most powerful military on the planet with little pieces of paper.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting. And when we talked about this on your show, and when I was watching Hannity, and I'm listening to Mark Levin, God love him, you know, but, I mean, he's right on the Article 5, but I think we're past Article 5 because the state, you know, we're out of time to have a state convention, not a constitutional convention, but a state convention. That would take too much time. They're going to run us over. We're living in Stalin land right now. This is crazy, and nobody wants to recognize it.
It is so far beyond the Rubicon. I mean, we passed the Rubicon. In 1861, for God's sakes.
I agree with you.
And now they're
now
we're talking about restoring it. Okay, but the first thing you need to do is we're going to have to let this thing just burn.
I know. I agree with you because that's exactly what I. There's no. Now,
I know.
Which one were you talking about? The global war thing that you sent me, was that the one where the. They showed the bombs from Hiroshima? No, not that video. Something else.
The one where they were talking about Obama is intent on World
War
III. Okay, well, maybe not just Obama. I mean, I disagree with just laying it all at the feet of Obama. This has been planned from the get-go.
Oh my god!
But you know, it runs, it lays out. And if you watch the other videos, I don't know who that guy is.
Right.
But it's genius. They lay out the petrodollar. They go back in the history and lay out the petrodollar and bring it all the way forward. And boys and girls, if you don't think September is going to be an earth-shattering month.
It's a mess.
Look at the run-up of everything that we've got going on. And you've got China and Russia are just chawing at the bit. Now, that's if we are to believe what we've been told. I know people that I trust that have told me something different, which would mean that China and Russia are just playing along.
Yeah.
They're playing the role. They are playing the role. Let's put it that way. That doesn't mean that bad things aren't going to happen. That just means they're in on the game as well. And I honestly don't know what to believe.
Yeah, this is crazy because I know Glenn's show, he had a guy on there talking about the stock market's going to get ready to crash and, you know, this star is aligning with that star and this event has happened already and yada, yada. So I'm like, okay, they're thinking October. Well, that's pretty close to September, so either way. But what I did today, and I was really proud of myself, I just wrote a check to buy silver from APMEX, and I'm sending it off tomorrow.
I mean, September, October, what, you know, it doesn't even matter. And I don't know who that company is that you're talking about, but don't you have a pawn shop in your neighborhood?
Yeah. Well, this is one that Michael Magic said he bought quite a bit from, and he trusts them. So,
sure.
So that, you know, and it's physical stuff.
Well, right. But how much are you paying over spot?
Probably $3 or $4.
$3 is the most you should pay over spot.
Okay.
And I'm willing to bet, save yourself the time and the energy, go to a local pawn shop.
Okay.
And I'll bet you can buy silver for $1.50, $2 over spot, all you want, right there, cash money.
Okay. I'll check that out.
Before they go in the pawn shop, you'll get it for less.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And there
because the pawn shop's going to give them $1 below spot, and they're going to sell it for $2 over spot.
Okay. Anyway, so I was really happy that I got my first 10 American Eagles rounds ordered.
I haven't done it around here, but around my area we have several creeks where people actually go out and pan for gold. And I know some people said they make $400, $500, $600 a week doing that.
Wow.
Now that's the other thing, Linda, and don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to chastise. When you're buying Silver Eagles, you pay a premium.
Okay.
You're going to pay a premium above spot price for silver. You're better off to buy rounds, Engelhard or something like that.
Okay.
Because if you want to know the true market price of silver today, go on eBay.
And how do you spell that? What did you said rounds, Engel something?
Engelhard,
Engelhard,
Engelhard.
Okay.
There's several different companies. They're assayers.
Okay.
They are the companies that smelt the silver and cast it into bars or coins. But then you're not paying that premium because the premium for the American Silver Eagles is because it's a government coin, so it must be better. And you're going to pay extra just because it says U.S. government on it, or U.S. dollar.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. So, well, that's just my first thing. I mean,
I'm not, like I said, I don't want to feel like I'm slapping your hand.
Beat me up, yeah.
And for everybody out there, they better be looking. About 3 months down the road here, the price of food is going to skyrocket.
I know. I've got to go. The what?
Well, we've had our weather system, I consider, has been manipulated to attack the growth spots.
Yep.
And whereas, and you look at Georgia and down on the
Gulf. Oh, they're drowning us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Last year, they were frying us.
Yep.
Yep, they're just evil. So it's going to be a mess. And like I said, I know we're out of time, and I think that everybody here gets that.
Wow,
and you know, as far as we're not voting our way out, those people
do not
represent us and have not for a very long time. And I'm looking at a minimum of 142 years. I'm thinking I just kind of figured it out from the 1800s.
I don't think I'm going to live to be that old.
But I mean, that's the situation. We do not have a representative republic and have it for so long that we can't even, you know what I mean? We can't even see far back with a Hubble telescope. It's ridiculous. So it's very
absolutely
sad.
You know, I it didn't take me very long when I started in this damn adventure years ago
to figure it out.
Right, when I start reading through, And, you know, it's like I said, you go to the U.S. historian, okay, the official U.S. historian, and I'll find the link and I'll send it to you. And you go through all these brief synopsis of different times where we had dollar diplomacy under Teddy Roosevelt. And every damn thing you read, I challenge you to read a single excerpt about a time in our history that doesn't mention creditors, banks, or money.
Yep.
You can't.
Wow.
You cannot do it because that was the driving force behind every decision.
Right.
Every single one. And that is what vaulted the United States to supremacy in the world after World War II.
Wow.
We were the supreme superpower. The only challenge was to the Soviets. And you have to ask yourself, why in the hell were we funding the Soviets? It's kind of like the question I asked. If we controlled the Middle East and 90% of the world's oil reserves, where in the hell was Hitler and the Nazi regime getting crude oil from? How did they get gasoline and diesel fuel? How in the hell did they procure this stuff?
Both sides, right? Probably.
No kidding. It's like the old adage of the Rothschilds, financing both sides of the war. What the hell do you think is going on now? And why do you think all this is fleeing to China? They don't care. The bankers, the money interests do not care where their money comes from. They don't care if it's Chinese or Japanese or Russian or American or African or South American. They could give a damn less as long as the game stays going. As long as they can continue the game, that's all they care.
So what's going to happen? Do you think that our Federal Reserve here, the Bernankes of the world, are they foolish by doing this and just fomenting it, making it worse with all the printing and the?
Well, look, you know, they don't care.
I know.
If you're a banker, okay, the more money you print, the more money comes back in the doors of the bank. In banking terms, it's called streams of revenue.
Right.
Okay, that's like taxation. You know, that one video I sent you, the guy lays it out perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
The way to instantly create demand for your newly hypothecated paper money is taxation.
Unbelievable.
This is what the founders knew.
Sure.
When they were forced to pay their taxes to the crown in the coin of the realm.
My God. All right. Well, I'm going to tackle some of that tomorrow. I know you've taken phone calls. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know, you also got to look. Most of the big banks, the Federal Reserve and all these people, they're all invested in global carbon markets.
Sure. And heavy in the metal markets like the silver and gold. And you know they are. I mean...
Well, yeah.
And sure. Unbelievable. You know, and they're talking about health insurance in the chat room. That's another problem where, I mean, look, they're doing this. And like I said, this is how you and I have connected the dots and the people who are smart, people who are going up against the Agenda 21 crowd. We know that this is all one global agenda. This is all under the umbrella of Agenda 21 because we've studied it. We see it. We understand it. You know, we see the end game. And we see who the manipulators are, and the factions. Go ahead.
And you still have a populace that is still ignorant
to
the truth. And you got to realize, you can sell this populace anything. They are the most ignorant, self-centered, self-serving people on the planet. Everyone thinks that they're all about themselves. They don't care about their neighbors or anything like that. It's all about them. Me, me, me.
You know what,
Bill? Me, me, me is going to get them put into a place in an oven or something.
Yep.
Because, you know, you can try hiding it or ignoring it. You can try turning blind eyes to it. But the truth is, it's going to crush you.
Oh, yeah, but the problem is they're going to think twice about their neighbors and their neighborhoods when all this comes crashing down because it's going to affect every single one of us huge. You know what I mean? And it's not going to be pretty. You know, whether they pull the big triggers, I don't think they're going to do the mass destruction of atomic bombs. They could. They could do anything they want, the Schmendricks. But this is what we're up against, and we've got to do. And when we were dealing with Ron's show yesterday, because he was talking about the monetary system in earnest, which is great because we need to understand it. We have got to stop thinking about money the way we used to when we were growing up, because, you know, it's crazy. We've got to understand that it is the basic, primitive barter system with free association with each other. That's what we've got to understand.
People got to learn the difference between a need and a want.
True. I get that. And you don't,
and that's,
you know,
that's what we have in our country. We have a country of want.
Well, you have people
looking at what they really need.
Right. It's just materialism. Now, I mean,
yeah.
I understand, you know, that whole thing where, and even the founders kind of thought, you know, this is pretty cool. It's just like when Ron said that the Bible is not against being rich, just worshiping that status or that deity of money.
Don't lose sight of what it is.
This is what it is. Yeah, I mean, the creature comforts, if you have a nice home. I don't make, you know, deny anybody the wanting of having a nice couch with a, you know, whatever kind of skylights in their home or what, and a swimming pool in the backyard. But you've got to keep everything into perspective. I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
It's not money that is evil. It's the love of money.
Or the lust.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It's just
and
that pure
that's where we get.
Mammon worshiping. Yeah, and
people,
that's all they live for. That's all they think about.
The
they live, breathe, and eat it.
You look at all the supporters of the Democratic Party. They're all people who are in love with the idea of getting something for free, not realizing that what are you giving up?
Well, you know,
what you're giving up is more valuable than any money.
Right.
You're
what
giving
is
up
the
your
cost?
Freedom.
What
right.
is the cost? That's the thing. And I'm here to tell you, guys, I have learned to resent these things. I resent that I want certain things. It makes me angry. It's an internal conflict.
Well,
you know what I would really love? I would love a patch of 10 acres and I don't want to see anybody unless I want to see them.
Right.
You know? I'd love
well,
to have
here,
my whole family over and
yeah.
just a big spread.
Barbecue. Yep.
And everybody work and just do your thing. But I'm tired of working for everybody else.
I gotcha. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like the little stupid idiot surfer down here in my neck of the woods. Oh, the one that's been all over the YouTubes. Yeah, Glenn even put him on his show today.
But Ron, as a father and a grandfather, you're always going to be doing that.
Oh, well, and I don't mind that, Bill. I don't mind working for my family.
But
yeah, that's
not
like
you. I do mind working for someone who will not lift a finger to help themselves.
But
it's not even related.
I don't even mind working to help my neighbor if they're unable.
Right.
What I do mind is
I resent
being told that I have to.
Right, and it's
exactly.
government intervention, and it's the middleman, and it's not true charity. It's redistribution of wealth, and those who are able-bodied should get out there and bust. You know,
we're right back to the point that Davy Crockett tried to make in our Congress years back.
Yep,
the government has no business being into
right.
charity,
absolutely,
because then they are picking winners and losers amongst the charitable organizations
oh, yeah.
or whatever
corporate fascism,
and it's usually someone who supports their interests. So they're not really charitable at all. They're self-supporting, you know, they're self-serving.
It's massive
plunder. They're hiding behind the idea of charity. That's why the liberals
do that
better than anybody.
Oh,
we
God. They do
now.
That with...
We've seen that with Acorn. We've seen that with La Raza. We see that with all these others. They're not charities. They're political organizations pushing an agenda.
Right, they do the same thing with global warming. Oh, we've got to save
and
the earth.
Here we are,
hug trees.
The taxpayers.
Yeah, right.
And
I
we are footing the bill for the people
right.
who are fighting us.
We're,
they
yeah.
are really
and the,
good at philanthropy with other people's money.
Yeah,
I couldn't help but notice here recently there's a OPM, some office in the government now called OPM that I keep hearing about. And all I can think every time I hear... Well, the OPM says, and I said, yeah, OPM, other people's money.
exactly what it is.
That's exactly what the hell it is.
Wow. Well, you know, when you talk about things that you desire, you know, the only reason I would love to win the lottery is because then I wouldn't have to deal with the TSA because I'd have my own damn airplane. I'd tell them to pound sand.
Well, and a lot of people, I imagine, Rob, you're both like this. If you desire something really much, you're willing to work to earn, to do what it takes to earn that.
Others
are expecting it handed to them.
Right.
Exactly.
I can promise you I've worked for everything I've got. And, you know, I would have more than what I possess now if I didn't have to give up 70 cents of every dollar.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. It's so heinous. I know. I can't even believe you have to go through that. That's really a shame. And
Rob put up in the chat room, they take our money to give to them to
keep
them
from
complaining.
And dependent.
And become dependent. Here's the problem. Here's one problem, the very first hurdle we need to recognize.
Right.
It's not our money. It's theirs. They print it. They created it. It's theirs. It belongs to them.
Well, it's also debt.
I say we let them keep
slaves.
It. Right. I say we let them keep it. The bitch is that you can't possess a piece of property without paying them in the coin of the realm. This is what the Stamp Act did.
Mm-hmm.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
It's exactly correct. You're right. Oh, my God.
It wasn't all the other onerous things.
Things.
You know, those were terrible, and they were pissing people off. But when they passed the Stamp Act, okay, that was like the final straw. But was in that Stamp Act is that you could no longer pay your taxes with colonial scrip or colonial silver. You had to pay with the pound sterling, the coin of the realm, and nobody had any. So then you had to convert, you see. You had to convert the money that you did have into the coin of the realm. Well, this is no different than Jesus.
Exactly.
Coming to the temple, and you had all the money changers out there, right?
Yep.
Plying their wares. And what were they doing? They were charging outrageous exchange rates to get a shekel so you could enter the temple. It's the same damned thing.
It's just evil. Oh, I know. I mean, yeah, the Stamp Act also, they had things where you had to have the seal of the king on all your papers, and they would come into your home, and that's why they had the Third Amendment when they did the Bill of Rights.
Right, no quartering of troops. No, I get it. And that's why they had the Fourth Amendment to be secure in your person and papers and things. Just dang it.
I know. Oh, it's time for... I'm with Mikey B. It's Road Warrior time, man. It's time for a damn revolution.
Oh. Rod Luke just had an epiphany. He said, if the money belongs to them, then by all accounts, whatever I buy with their money must belong to them as well. Yes, sir, Rod. You got it, brother.
Now you got it.
That's true. Why do you think I always say, you cannot pay a debt with a debt? So how can you purchase something with a debt? You can't. This country has been bankrupt, legally bankrupt, since 1933. And since 1933, you've been operating on their money.
Yep.
And everything you've purchased or you think you've purchased,
you have
not purchased.
That's right.
Read your money. Read money. Read a piece of U.S. money from 1905. And then read one in 1933. One says, for the payment of all debts, public and private. The other says, legal tender.
Right.
Nothing about payment. Payment was removed because it's discharging a debt, which is simply taking it from one set of accounting books to another.
It's disgusting.
Oh.
And what was the last
one? It was $500 billion out of Medicare.
Yes.
Medicare is already in debt. So you borrow $500 billion from debts to create more debts.
All you're doing is shuffling it from one set of books to another.
Welcome to the
and
plantation.
And now instead of having $500 billion in debt, you got a trillion.
Why do you think I've talked about on my show? Do a Google search on Seed and Company, CEDE,
mm-hmm.
and Company. See who they are. They own 90% of all stock certificates in the United States of America. 90% are legally in their name. They own it all, brother.
I know.
Get used to it.
Yep. Until it gets whatever we're going to go through, the wormhole, I guess. Yeah, I'm...
We have been operating in bankruptcy,
right?
Since 1933. And all the production and everything else belongs to the bank.
Jesus.
Congress just acts as the fiduciary. They are the corporate board of trustees, if you will, who oversee the operations of the bank's money. Right? And we're willing to slave away for strips of paper in insolvency. They own you. They own your children. Why do you think they don't care that they're going to spend future production today? They're going to spend the future production for the next 15, 20 years this year.
Yep.
So for the next 20 years, you know, that generation is enslaved for this one.
Oh, it's evil. And I do agree with Jefferson on one thing, that the tree of liberty shall be drenched in the blood of tyrants and patriots alike from time to time. I think it's time.
It needs to be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants alike.
Yep. From time to time. And I think it's past time. I mean, like Patrick Henry says, why do we stand idly by? Who do you think those bullets are for? God.
Can you see these videos, this jackass down in New Mexico in an MRAP? Do you folks know what an MRAP is?
Uh-uh.
An MRAP is a wheeled vehicle that is explosion proof. It's what use in Afghanistan and Iraq because of IEDs, right?
IEDs, right.
And do you remember during the second Gulf War when they were complaining that our troops need these MRAPs, these up-armored Humvees first, right?
Uh-huh.
First, it was, we need up-armored Humvees because they're getting blown to smithereens. They pull at your heartstrings. And so, poof, they start building these damn MRAPs. They're gigantic, enormous vehicles.
Wow.
The windows on these things are a foot thick.
Good night, Rod. Be blessed. Go ahead.
And now they're being utilized by Homeland Security and local police departments to warrants. Are you freaking kidding me? Serve warrants? Really? This is a police activity? If you've got to serve warrants on some bad mamma jamma, you better go get a damn M1 Abrams tank, because that MRAP is not going to be good enough.
Wow.
Seriously. This is Patrick Henry. What enemy exists in this quarter of the globe?
Yep.
These are for us, guys.
I know.
Pay attention.
And I want Bill to keep us apprised on that activity that he's seeing, because it's all over the place, and it's terrifying to me. I know that...
I need a bigger gun. I need a bigger gun, because I know that the MRAP can withstand a 50 cal on the windshield.
Oh.
Well,
oh, God.
They do have one. There's a company called Anzio Ironworks.
Uh-huh.
That they sell a 20-millimeter sniper rifle.
Wow.
This thing has an effective range of about 4.5 miles. Not that you could ever see that far. MRAP won't with one of those. You'll cut right through it.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
So now I want...
Well, you know what?
I want the little micro disc laser.
What's that, Bill?
Well, there was a kid in Vincennes, Indiana, who invented one. He used an old microwave, or micro, an old dish, TV dish, a small one. And he put 3.3 millimeter mirrors around it, all around on the inside, and he wired it. And it would shoot a ray out of it about, a half inch in diameter. And it would cut through 6 inches of steel in like 3 seconds.
Wow.
I love it. I got to meet this kid. Or is he still breathing?
He's still breathing, but oddly, someone broke in 2 days after he invented. Someone broke into his garage and stole his little thing he had made.
Uh-oh.
And then shortly after that, the Navy started using almost a replica kind of deal of it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
But it's the innovation. It's everything they've got, somebody out here in the civilian world probably thought of.
Well,
we need to change the name on the website. Wolverines.
Yeah.
I'm afraid we're upon that time.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah. It's nuts. I cannot believe that I am watching this happen.
I know. Happen. I can't either. And you know, I got a couple years on both you guys, but man, I cannot either. I know that.
Well, that's
I remember
because you live in California. Oh, years. I thought you said a couple of queers. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got Jerry Brown and God knows who else up there. Oy, I don't even want to know. Please. It's disgusting.
Oh, my God. You should be in Georgia and see him scrambling for the scraps.
Oh.
Now that Sex Be Shameless isn't going to be running for the Senate again. My God.
Oh, wow.
I think we've got like 8 people in the race on the Republican side to be the new senator from Georgia, including that phony prick bastard Phil Gingrich.
Wow. I see. I don't know all your names, except I've heard about the Chambliss guy.
Yeah, that piece of shit. He was traveling with Rudy Giuliani in the 2008 election campaign. It took everything I had not to shoot him in the friggin' head.
Yeah. Oh, both of them.
Yeah, because he's an evil bastard, Giuliani.
Oh, my God. Apparently.
Chambliss just, he don't know shit. Mm. He'll sit, drink his gin, and get
you
that
know,
fog
oh,
and leghorn draw going. I just want to bitch slap
well,
him.
Apparently, there's some, a lot of stuff going on in, I think, South Carolina. They're trying to get rid of Graham Cracker. I guess he's up for re-election.
Lynch needs to go up to Massachusetts and camp out with Barney.
Absolutely. Agreed.
That's what
well,
I think.
You've got to make Kentucky try to take out McConnell.
Yeah,
well,
see,
let me tell you, the thing that floors me in the whole of the United States, the thing that floors me is Tennessee.
Wow, me too.
The state of Tennessee. Are you kidding me? When I look at what's going on and that, oh, my God, and they're just right there. Bill, they're
becoming
you and I.
They're going to become an Islam.
What the hell is wrong with those people up there?
I don't know. And there's, I've also.
I thought that wrong since they was all fans of Elvis.
Well, I did too, to be honest. I mean, you know.
But here's the thing.
And they kind of chose the wrong side in the war, but that's just me. But
what do you call it?
Traitor bastard.
The Tennessee area, there was, when they were watching these tanks, the kind of the MRAP type tanks for the police departments and all these other tanks. Armored tanks on the trains going through Tennessee. They were going like from, I think, south to north. And they were also saying that they were accompanied. Now, I don't, you know, nobody has verified this, but what Bill is being uncovering in his area, nothing surprises me, that these were accompanied by Russian troops on our soil in Tennessee. This the stuff that's going on in our country right now, especially on the border, we've got Muslims in the White House. We have Muslims everywhere. We have Muslims coming across the border. You know that's. And then these SOBs are doing this asylum to these clowns coming across the border and overwhelming the system. And I heard somebody quoted in D.C. today on Facebook, I can't remember which Schmendrick it was, that maybe that this asylum on the border is going to put a big monkey wrench into this amnesty bill. And I said, oh, well, you think? You stupid idiot.
Did you hear
Louis Farrakhan?
Oh, screw that piece of crap.
Wait a minute. Louis today said black unemployment is worse under Obama than it ever was.
Well,
that amnesty was going to be the end of blacks being employed.
It's going to be the end of everybody being employed, let me tell you.
Well, you know, I mean, Louis's right about that. But
yep.
I'm here to tell you, my slant is is this Obama's private army just as well funded as I don't know.
Oh, you mean the are you talking about the Hispanics or the black kids? I mean,
I'm talking about the illegals and all these friggin' Muslims they're bringing into my country.
Oh yeah, I mean, look, this is part of the holy war and the race war. Why do you think that the Sharptons and the Jerksons are out there, you know?
Well,
and
I'm an equal opportunity shooter, so I'll send them all to see their maker.
I agree. I hate to think that
they just better hope
that
they better hope
that at some point there won't be nobody in Mexico.
Except for the drug lords and the politicians. But then,
yep.
You know, I repeat myself.
Yeah, they're all
the same. A lot of them are here too, Ron.
Well, not only that, we got that here. If you don't think we're living in a banana republic already, oh my God!
And what the hell do you think is driving the drug trade?
Well, it's
the
money.
Notes, the right? I mean, you know, come on, let's be honest here. Quit with the damn war on drugs. I've been talking about this forever, and I know Rod Luke, and I love him to death, but damn it, at some point you got to say, look, you know, I can't keep cutting off my nose to spite my frickin' face.
Right. It's
You're
crazy.
Always going to have those people that want to get doped up and, you know, destroy their lives on heroin and PCP and meth and cocaine and every frickin' thing else. So why don't we just legalize it and take the money out of it? I'll tell you why, because the government is running the programs.
Yeah,
and
they're
getting
rich
using
off
the
of it.
Money covertly. How do you think you get these black ops funded? I mean, just
right.
Bigger drug dealer
than Uncle
drug
Sam.
Than Uncle Sam, the big pharma. Big pharma.
We'll
sell you a treatment for anything, but don't even ask us for a cure.
Right. Oh, you got a runny nose? Do you suffer from frequent sniffles? Do you suffer from frequent sniffles?
Or
why they make Dr. McGillicuddy.
Right. Take this pill. Now, don't worry. It may cause obesity. Your penis will fall off. You won't be able to sleep at night. You'll have leaky bowel syndrome and restless leg. And you may suffer heart attack, Alzheimer's.
And death.
And, you know, Down syndrome, but at least you won't have the sniffles.
Oh, my God.
That's like,
oh, I know.
There's an indigestion commercial for Prilosec or something. But
Prilosec OTC. Or OTC.
Side effects.
Right.
And you listen to that and you're like, holy crap, all I had was indigestion.
Right. Well, thank God the indigestion's gone. Now, if I can just figure out how to get rid of this leaky rectum, I'll be in good shape, you know.
And my liver cancer and all the other stuff I got.
Right, now I'm on dialysis, you know, and my liver's falling out and my butt leaks. But other than that, my indigestion is cured. Holy cow.
Absolutely. I know.
It's insane.
I know. It is terrifying.
I have a cure for part of this.
Me too. It's called
all the money we spend fighting marijuana, and now we got Big Pharma trying to get a patent on it. I can understand that is a waste of money trying to even stop it. But as for the meth people, and as for the other people I hear that their first actions are stealing and stuff, I just went through that with a friend here who had his Harley stolen by a meth head and stuff, who had just been out of jail a couple of weeks. Well, now that meth head is back in jail for stealing three other Harleys.
Great. And who's paying for that, by the way?
We are.
Thank you.
My problem is you smack him on the wrist and you put him right back out on the street. Yet you got Joe Blow sitting in there for got caught. Third strike or whatever, possession of a joint, so you put him away for 20 years, yet this meth head is still out here running around. And in my area, they're murderers. They have killed people. We just had a big murder deal here in Waymansville where a guy went in a house and executed four people over meth.
My God.
Hopefully they were all meth heads.
Well, I say we put a bounty on them.
That's why my Cure Bill, the 308 pill, is perfect. 168 grain boat tail hollow point pill cures all those ills. It really does. And I think Ann Barnhart is right.
Absolutely.
It is execution. They need to be frickin' executed. Of course, they need to be tried and convicted first. It needs to be fair. We've got to have a rule of law and then shoot their ass.
I agree.
And that's not that, and I agree with her that that is not an unchristian thing to do, because she made a great point. God bless her. The woman's brilliant. She said, you know, these people that will go out on drugs or just naturally and rape, rob, and pillage with no remorse whatsoever.
None.
They are destined. You realize that they are doomed to spend eternity in hell.
Right.
And maybe, just maybe, if we start putting them against a wall in front of a firing squad, they'll recognize, oh, I can't get away with this. This is real. This is really my life on the line now. And they may actually repent and have a shot.
I know.
No pun intended.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
no, I know.
I have known people that have beat meth addiction, but at the same time, I have buried a lot of people that meth addiction caused their death in one way or another, either by them doing it or by some other idiot shooting them or stabbing them or whatever. One of my friends was stabbed 28 times.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And, you know, when you see those kinds of things and then you have somebody who tries to lump it all together, marijuana and all these drugs, wait a minute. That's like the whole drinking thing.
Oh, did you? Oh, that's
well. You
another,
know,
yeah.
I've only known a few potheads, but you know, the most I've seen them do is like mortally attack a box of Twinkies or a bag of Doritos.
Oh yeah, I always wondered why that was in the Olympics. They throw you out for smoking marijuana as a performance enhancing drug.
Yeah, bullshit.
Like, the only way it can be performance enhancing is if there's a Hershey bar on the other end.
Right. If they're having now, maybe. At the annual 4th of July Nathan's hot dog eating contest, I might could go with that.
but
the problem is, I think the dude after about 10 hot dogs would have cotton mouth so bad he'd have to chug a gallon of milk or something.
Yeah,
not that I have any experience with that.
The commercials that you see, I'm sure they're everywhere. The performance enhancing, they're called Cialis and Viagra. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's called a 4-hour erection. If I had one of those, I'd have to throw a party. Anyway.
Lord. Oh.
Have you ever seen the movie Dewey Cox, Walk Hard?
No.
I suggest you watch it. It's hilarious.
I'll bet it is.
I see a Viagra commercial in there somewhere.
It is totally hilarious. There is at the end of it.
Oh, my God.
Dewey starts up and he's lost his sense of smell, and the guy's like, he walks in the room with his band members are in there, and he's like, get out of here, Dewey, you don't want none of this. And he's like, what are you doing? We're smoking reefers. And he goes, well, I don't want to be addicted. He goes, it's not addicting. He goes, well, probably too costly. He goes, it's the cheapest drug there is. And he goes on, Dewey's like, well, maybe I do want some of that. Well, the next time he comes into the room, they're doing cocaine, and then the next time it was pills. Well, at the very end, he's making his comeback, and he comes in the room, and his drummer's in there, and he goes, you don't want none of this, do you? He goes, what is it? He says, it's Viagra. He goes through a spill, and Dewey didn't want none. Dewey Cox movie is an awesome movie. It's hilarious.
That's funny.
We got to have entertainment, you know?
I know. Oh, did you guys hear the latest? Did you hear the latest? I don't know if it's a national or just on my local station, but all day long I was hearing on the AM radio talking about they're pushing, it sounds like prohibition to me, because they're tying in the health issues of drinking now. They're trying to demonize drinking like they did cigarettes. I'm not kidding. So these stupid sons of bees didn't learn from the first damn prohibition.
I can ferment grapes and I can brew my own beer. And I can make my own whiskey so they can kiss my south end.
I am so sick of these people managing our lives. And my
show
tomorrow is going to be...
Under that health care thing, under the guise of health care, what can't they control?
That's the whole deal. This is
nothing.
What's,
you know, if they know you got a gun, you're going to have to pay a higher health care. You know
crap.
They're going to come in and inspect your food to make sure you're eating healthy.
I got something they can inspect.
Yeah,
but you know,
they're not coming to my house.
I've got these
because
pills.
We are individuals, and because we are all different, what may be healthy to one person may not be healthy to another.
They don't care about that. They think we're like the Borg mentality. They're the philosopher kings, and this is it. They are going to, by one way or another, either by a nudge, shove, or shoot, they're going to put us into where they want us, in these cogs in the wheel. That's what they're trying to do, Bill.
Well, good.
And
in my case, it's going to have to be a shoot, because they're going to have to shoot me.
Absolutely. But you know what I'm talking about. It starts out you know, the nudge crap, and then the shove and the shoot. Yeah.
God,
well, no.
I am just, part of me is very excited that this is going on right now.
I know.
Okay. Because now I no longer feel alone.
Yes.
I feel like misery loves company, right? So now I'm like, ha, now you guys are in it with me.
Yep.
And now you know why I don't want to consent. Screw these bastards.
Wrong.
I know.
We should know by the size of these ovens and how many of these giant ovens they got that we're not alone.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and that's really sickening. And the size of the coffins. Yeah, we need an update on that, Bill. In fact, my show tomorrow, I want to do a little bit of stuff on a little bit on the monetary system, because I found some real interesting stuff as I'm going through Jekyll Island, Ron, that talks about Colonel Mandel House. You're going to love this. It gives a little bit more information to the viewing audience or the listening audience. And then I'm going to also kind of tie in what's happening with all of our ills.
I know a good bit about the Honorable Mr. House, and he wasn't a colonel. That was an honorary title that he wanted to be called. He's a prick bastard.
Yeah, not a good person. In fact, he had so much influence over Wilson, he was probably like the Valerie Jarrett of the day, if you get my drift.
Well, Wilson was this naive, damn progressive idealist.
Yeah.
And that's why he penned the phrase that I've unwittingly destroyed my country.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So he was...
Because he realized after the fact.
And the other screwed up. And the other guy that was around him at the same time, I do believe, was Bernays. And look what he's done. That guy was a real schmuck. A real manipulator.
Bernays was a control freak.
Absolutely. And he did a hell of a job. Look what he did in... what was that... I'm thinking of it. Was it Guatemala? Maybe it was when he got the... It was for the banana people down there, and that's where the term Banana Republic came from.
Oh,
and he was
manipulated.
Yes, that whole thing was on Glenn today.
That is the United Fruit Company.
Yes, absolutely. He was involved heavily in that whole deal.
Sorry, you have to forgive me. My mind is a pea brain, so it can only hold so much.
I know. I'm like the same way.
I have to go back and pull the file drawers open and go, oh, yeah, United Fruit Company, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to try to pull a lot of stuff together tomorrow and go through, when we talk about the central economic planning or any kind of control over people, which is what we're experiencing now in earnest, to which I finished it. It's fabulous. My mother absolutely loves it. She's my little champion warrior of reading all the stuff I give to her. It's the Law by Frederick Bastiat, and I had not been able to read it before because I'd never gotten my hands on it, and one really cool person was handing them out free at the Overpass Impeach Obama rally the other day, so I got a chance to get into it, and it is fascinating. Some of the stuff I could quote is just absolutely brilliant, and we need to relearn these things because this is what we're up against.
I'm here to tell you that I am ready to come up to Bill's neck of the woods and get a plot of some property, and I'm done. I am.
I
got to tell you, we could probably buy Boomer's place. It's a 40-acre secluded place. Looking out the front, you got about a half a mile to a mile of drop down open feeling. You can see across in the back. It goes up its hills. There's a place to build a lake there. All kinds of natural wildlife, fruits, berries, trees, nut trees and stuff. Plus, you have all the animals there. It'd be a place that you could actually build a place to be self-sustained.
Yes, I'm.
How much?
We don't know.
They haven't settled on that yet. The dad was having to go over things and stuff. He was supposed to let me know. I had the first bid on it.
Wow.
You let me know.
I will.
Yeah, and let Nick and Yo and me, because we can all pitch in for whatever we're supposed to do. So
damn,
I don't have a lot.
You're damn right. I mean, guys, I'm serious, guys. I'm done.
It's crazy.
Playing this game.
Yeah, and the voting
like,
and the rest
like
of it.
Wrong. I see no other alternative than to get myself prepared for what's going to happen.
I know.
I'm prepared, but at the same time, I'm not, and I know that.
That'll be everybody, Ron. That will be everybody.
I'm in the same boat because I'm stuck in this God-blessed city with two little weapons and one person to shoot them. I mean, I'm a sitting duck. I'm terrified.
I've seen your mom, Linda. I'm thinking she could probably handle herself.
She can't even pick up those dang things. They're too heavy for her. She has trouble picking up a half a gallon of water right now. She's pretty good, but she's not that good. She can't handle that shotgun. I know that. And she'd be terrified of that handgun.
Set her in front of the window with a damn AR-15.
Yeah, I know.
Pop that's, it up in that's... the window. Mom, all you gotta do is pull the damn trigger.
Yep, I agree. I know. So, I was going to ask you on the Patriot Family site, why are we having Ning problems with seeing our posts come up? I don't know. Everybody's going through that. I didn't know.
I have no earthly idea. That happened to me Sunday when we were in the chat room.
Yes.
And I was infinitely frustrated.
Right. So, wow. And I was going to ask Bill, how did the services go for your friend the other day? Was
Boomer.
Last week.
It was a hard day for me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was relieved. He wasn't suffering. He went peaceful
right.
and easy. And
good. Poor little thing.
I met a lot of his family that I had never met before, but they all seemed to know my name. So that
wow.
says something to what he thought of me and my wife. His
yep.
dad made comments about how much he loved us. And he
oh,
knew,
wow.
I'm sure
good.
He knew from our reactions and stuff how much we loved him.
Yeah.
It was a hard day, but we all
yeah.
got through it. I had a heck of a supporting cast around me.
Good.
Dad and everybody helping me get
sure.
through it. And
yep.
I was last week was a very down week for me.
Sure.
I've come to the realization that, you know, if I'm to see him again, then I've got to follow the path that's laid before me.
Yep.
And that includes this fight I'm in.
Absolutely.
I'm in this fight for a reason, and I'm going to be here to the end.
Well, you know,
well,
Bill, I look at it. First of all, I was honored to have met him and to have been a part of that little gig that he was playing there, but he's free. He's done.
Yeah.
Yes, he
wow.
is.
Yeah,
he's out of this mess.
In
and,
my mind, I saw him arriving, and I saw my dad and many
awesome.
Other friends gathering around him. There was one incident at the funeral that has left me and my wife both freaked out. This motorcycle ended up parked out front. Never heard it pull up. The guy gets off. He comes in the building. He's wearing a brown Harley shirt and everything. He comes straight to me, shakes my hand, gives me a look. And I'm stunned. And he goes up to the front. He nods at the casket. He goes back out the door, turns and looks at my wife, gives her the same snide look, and then disappears. And you never heard the bike start up or leave.
Wow.
But I swear it was a guy that passed away last year.
Oh, my gosh.
He
wow.
was a good friend of Boomer's, and he had passed away the year before. And it really kind of got me and my wife thrown off guard, because other than that, we have no idea who the guy was.
Oh, my gosh.
But we're both pretty sure. who we think he was.
Wow.
Right?
So how's your dad doing today, Ron?
Not well.
Oh, that poor little thing. Oh, you guys. Yeah. Did
you know,
you guys...
I know how you feel, Bill. Part of me is it tears me up.
God.
The things that go through my mind, the feelings that I have emotionally when I look at my dad, and I don't want to say this too loud, but
yeah.
When I look at my dad and I wish that he would die.
Ron, I was instead at that of... point with my dad last year. He was suffering. I was having to watch it and everything
yep.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than see him suffer, I would have rather seen him went on. And,
in my case, it was 2010, but
it was,
once he started going downhill, it was real fast. It was real fast.
We
were in the room when they unplugged that, and it was a moment I wish I'd never been in.
The thing is, you know, Bill, and Linda, I'm sure you know as well, that I love my father.
Mm-hmm.
He's my dad. But I don't want to see him linger.
Exactly.
I don't want to see him suffer.
Right.
And one of the things that he used to say every day, and especially even leading up to the event on Father's Day,
mm-hmm.
it's about quality, not quantity.
Right. Wow.
And, you know, his quality of life is crap right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Honest to God, he lays in a frickin' bed.
Oh.
For 23 out of 24 hours a day.
Such shame, I know.
And there's nothing that he can do that doesn't aggravate his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because she can't get any rest, and his hours are all over the place, and he doesn't mean to irritate her. He's not doing it to be spiteful. He's just in
not.
A crappy situation, and
right.
she does. You know, it's just it sucks. It just sucks.
Yeah,
there's no other way to say it. And he's in and out of reality. He sees
sure.
things that don't exist, and you know.
Yep.
Him and I talk about it, and I tell him, I said, Dad, you know, you're intelligent. I know you're still in there. And, you know, he says, yeah. And I said, do you think that that's possible, physically possible? He says, no, of course not. I said, so then you realize you didn't actually see it. He said, well, I did see it, and I want you to hold this and watch it because I don't want you to think I'm crazy. I'm like, I don't think you're crazy. And then, you know, Mom's like, well, you can't rationalize with him. I'm like, I don't know any other way to deal with people than to rationalize.
Yeah.
You know, sorry. I just can't fantasize that. It's very difficult. It's very stressful.
I
feel guilty. I feel guilty because, I feel like I should be sitting by his bedside 24/7, and I'm not. I can't. I can't
I know.
Do it. I cannot do it.
Right.
But you know, but Ron, you know in your heart that he is going to pass, but you also know in your heart what it's going to take for you to be with him again.
Well, I understand that, you know, and I'm not afraid, Bill. I'm not afraid for me. I'm not afraid for him. I know he's saved, and I know he knows
it's
Christ.
It's just hard.
But for me, it's not a matter of letting go, because it's this lingering thing where he's just like being tortured, or I'm being tortured.
I know. We got less than a minute. I want to thank you guys both for hanging in for the whole time, and God bless you. And, you know, I pray for everybody on the site and you know, all the time.
We need to pray for those of us that are quote-unquote left behind, because the ones that have departed and the ones that are on the doorstep, and they're not going to have to deal with all this.
I know it sucks for us, but, you know, when we get up there, we can always tell the Lord, well, it wasn't boring.
Nope, it sure was interesting.
God bless you guys, and like I said, I got about 30 seconds. Bill, any last things to say?
Just everybody keep their faith, keep your head and be prepared. Be prepared.
God bless you guys. Okay, love you. I'm going to play a song. It's probably going to cut off, but this is called You Surround Me. God bless everyone.
God bless.
God bless.
Good night, guys. Take care.